Mike couldn't pick his son's wives for them. They picked the right girl on their own.
My son Nathan married this girl who wore a lot of makeup. And they married girls who came from a different culture, different part of the world. My son married somebody from Texas, a girl from Texas, and boy, she was all Texas, you know, flaming red hair and kind of verbose, wild, and passionate, and really good-looking redhead, but not the girl I would have picked out. But, you know, now she's my best buddy. She really is. I like her just as good as I do my kids. And she comes around every day, and she just likes me, and I like her, and we talk, and we joke around, and I make fun of her getting fat, and she makes fun of me getting fat, and we carry on with just all kinds of nonsense, and we're just family, you know. And now I can see why he chose her. And she's changed in the last, I've been married 3 years or something, 3 or 4 years. She's changed. And I said to him that day, I said, boy, I really like your wife. And he said, yeah. He said, I've matured her. I've changed her. And he really has. She went from being a silly, immature 19-year-old that had a lot of faults that I didn't like to being a very gracious, mature lady 4 years later. He saw in her qualities that I didn't see. He was probably more forgiving than I am at my age. But, you know, if I look back on what my wife was when I married her, I probably wouldn't want my sons to marry her either. Really, if I think about it. Actually, that orange sweater she wore made me lose my mind. That's the reason I married her. She doesn't mean the sweater when she says she still got it. Right. My son Gabriel, I picked out several for him. He didn't like any of them. And he married a little over a year ago, and he married a girl. If there was 10 girls, she'd have been the last one I would have picked. She was good looking, very good looking. She's cool. Maybe she's too cool for me. Maybe that's why I didn't like her. She was confident and gracious in social settings and stuff. Maybe that's why I didn't like her so much. She was just a little more polished and refined than what I appreciate. I like a woman relaxed and kicked back, you know. She was not as cheerful as Debbie. She didn't laugh and carry on, always in control of herself. And the kind of girl that a lot of guys would just think was absolutely, you know, 10, a wonderful. But I like a woman that is just full of fun and laughter and just cheerful all the time. And this girl almost seemed to me to be moody sometime. And he chose her. He said, the reason I like her, she's serious-minded. He said, the reason I like her, she's not silly. She's mature. And she was 22. 24 when he married her. He was 25 or 26 or 27. How old? 27, okay. They grow so fast, you can't keep up with all that. So he picked her out. I looked over, good family, good girl, solid virgin. I mean, you know, good, fine person. But not the one I'd picked. But he's absolutely delighted with her. He thinks she's wonderful. They stay together so much, I can't get to know her hardly any. But I like her better than I did whenever they first got married.
Thanks for listening. We hope this helps or encourages you in some way today. As always, remember to check out our ever-changing specials.